This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. So today, we are going to talk about strangling and straddling, which, depending on what you're into, could sound like sex positions, but that's not what we're talking about today. We are actually talking about options because this is the We Have Options podcast. So hopefully you didn't think you turned into the wrong show. But today we're going to be talking about strangles and straddles, or straddles and strangles. All right. So option straddles and strangles are advanced trading strategies that involve buying calls, or buying both a call and a put option on the same stock or investment. Okay. So just a quick reminder of what a call and a put is. So when it comes to options, there are two types of options, right? There are calls and there are puts. So if we think that the price of the underlying stock is going to go up, we look for calls. If we think the price of the underlying stock is going to go down, we look for puts. As you guys probably remember, call up, put down, call up, put down. Okay. Now, another thing I want you to keep in mind when it comes to options is that one option contract equals 100 shares. Okay. One option contract equals 100 shares. So that was just a quick review of some option basics. And remembering that when you purchase options, you can purchase options on stocks. You can also purchase options on ETFs as well, and various of other things if you're doing binary options, et cetera, et cetera. But essentially, that is what a call option is and a put option, okay? Now, let's talk about a more advanced trading strategy. And also, too, keeping in mind when you are buying just a call or just a put, that is considered just like almost like a naked trade, right? You're just buying one side, right? So you are just long a call or just short a put, right? Or long a call or long a put, et cetera, et cetera. So you're just buying one of the respective thing, okay? Now, imagine that you're planning to invest in a particular stock, but you're not sure which direction the stock will move in the near future. This is when a strangle or straddle comes into play. Now, a lot of times when we're purchasing stocks, especially I know for me, I do a lot of earnings plays. I love earnings plays. I feel like I make a bulk of my money with earnings plays because that is when the stock makes those big, big, big jumps up or big, big, big falls down, right? You're able to quickly get 10, 12 buck increase or drop in the price of the stock, which triggers the premium to shoot up or shoot down, right? Which can turn into lovely five-figure days, right? Earning return days. Now, there are some times where we're just like, I don't really know where the hell this thing is about to go, right? And this straddle and strangle strategies come into play during this time. They also can be really good in a earnings play situation. And just a friendly reminder, what an earnings play situation is. An earnings play situation is when you are looking or anticipating the earnings release that happens from a company, right? So example, we say, hey, Apple's about to release their earnings. We think that the stock, that Apple stock will go up, right? Or someone else may say, I think the Apple stock is going to go down. Now, one of the things about earning plays is they are very, very, very risky. A company can say, we are doing great. I'll give you guys an example. Disney did this, and I'm still pissed about it. Disney announced their earnings and basically was like, we did amazing. Our sales are up at all of the amusement parks and in the resorts, and everything is doing great, and sales are amazing. And we're profitable, very profitable, and great sales and revenue is up. But, and I hate when they do this, but we're not really confident about next quarter. And so because, yes, they may have had a really, really great quarter, but they're not confident in the next quarter, it caused their stock to tank. When everything technically and fundamentally said that that stock was poised to go up. Obviously, I was pretty pissed about it, and I'm still pissed about it. And I was also probably pissed because I had just took my kids to Disney World and it's been a bunch of money. And I'm like, come on, Disney, you took money from me again, two times in a row. But that's another situation where for me, it would have made more sense to purchase a straddle or a strangle. It's when you just want to be in the trade, but you're not 100% sure or not super, super confident that it's going to go one way or another. Okay. So you might choose to use this straddle or a strangle, which essentially involves purchasing both a call option, okay, and a put option, okay? Literally. So you're buying a call and you're buying a put, all right? These options will also have the same expiration date and strike price, okay, when you're implementing this strategy. So a straddle is a strategy where the call option and the put option have the same strike price, okay? So just a reminder too, our strike price, if you're looking at your option chain, your strike price are typically your numbers on the left, right? Typically your premium prices are on the right. Those are the prices that you're actually paying to purchase the option. And the numbers at the left are all your strike prices, okay? And these strike prices, remember, I think about strike prices as the number we wanted to, boop, literally strike. Keep it simple, right? Boop, the number we wanted to strike. If it's a call, it's the number we wanted to, boop, strike and hit and go up. If it's a put, it's the number we wanted to, boop, strike, hit and go down, okay? So a straddle is a strategy where the call and put option have the same, boop, strike price, okay? So this means that regardless of whether the stock goes up or down, one of those options will be in the money, allowing the investor to potentially profit from the stock movement. So you also can think of it as like a hedge, right? Almost like a hedge as well. So it's like, hey, I'm going to get a call and I'm going to get a put. So if this thing goes up or down, I'm going to make money one way instead of being super risky and saying, I'm just going to put all my eggs into the call basket and then, you know, potentially not being profitable, right? So that is what happens with a straddle. It's a call and a put with the same strike price, okay? Now, with this strategy and the one I'm about to share with you as well, the strangle strategy, typically when this happens, if you get the call and the put, right, in this straddle strategy, and let's say you buy a call and a put, it has the same strike price, $125 strike price, Apple stock ends up going up. What you typically are going to do is exit the side that is not profitable, right? So yes, you're not going to make as much money as if you would have made if you just only had calls, but you're also not going to lose as much money that you would have lost if you only had puts and the stock price went up. That makes sense, okay? So a strangle is a similar strategy, but the call and put options have different strike prices. Okay. This can allow the investor to potentially make a profit even if the stock doesn't move as much. With this strategy, the investor hopes that either the call or the put option will be in the money, but not necessarily both. So with this, you're not going to have a call and a put with $125 strike price. You're going to have maybe a call with a $125 strike price, and you may have a put with a $115 strike price, right? So your strike prices are different in a strangle, and then your strike prices are the same in a straddle. And every time I say straddle, I can only think of someone straddling someone. I don't know where my mind is at, but that's all I think about. So you're straddling. It's the same strike price, okay? Strangling, it's different. You're not agreeing different strike prices, okay? Now, both straddles and strangles are super commonly used by experienced investors who are trying to take advantage of this market volatility or uncertainty, right? While they obviously can be very profitable if done correctly, they can also be risky because keeping in mind that you are now risking money on both sides, right? So let's say if you were to just purchase a call and the call costs $100, right? That's all you're investing is $100. But if you're doing a straddle or a strangle, you're purchasing a call and a put. So instead of just paying $100 for the call, you may be paying $100 for the call and $100 for the put. So now you've invested $200 instead of $100, okay? But you're paying for that insurance or hedge that you'll make money on one side, although you know that you're not going to make as much money as if you had just purchased one or the other. Okay. So that is what option straddles and strangles are. Just a reminder, straddle, you're buying a call and a put with the same strike price. Okay. And then a strangle is with a call and a put with different strike prices. Okay. And to exit those types of trades, as soon as the market or option does whatever you anticipate it to do, you're exiting whatever trade is a loss. Now, depending on the expiration dates, you may not necessarily have to exit one of the trades immediately. Sometimes you can also do a straddle and strangle. Let's say example, a straddle and strangle leap, right? Which is a longer term option. You can do a straddle and strangle leap. So example, let's say if you did a straddle or a strangle on the SPY. With all of the current volatility in the market, this call is going to be profitable at some point, and this put is going to be profitable at some point. So you can literally keep various straddle and strangle strategies that are also long-term. And then you're just exiting those trades whenever they become profitable and just keeping them in, right? So, hey, you may have a day where the market completely tanks and then cool, your put goes profitable and you take those profits. And then 2 weeks later, the market completely goes up and then your call goes profitable and then you take that, right? So that's another strategy as well when you're using the straddle and strangle strategy, because it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to just immediately exit the losing side, depending on your expiration date. All right. So with all things, please remember that trading investing should happen at your own risk, right? So make sure, I will also say, if you're new to this, this is also a great strategy to test out with paper money or with paper trading, or maybe even with adding it to your watch list if you're using Robinhood, to see what the potential profit would have been on a straddle or strangle strategy. All right. So happy trading, and don't do too much strangling and straddling. See you soon.
We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.